I was just going to say, does anybody want any more soda or coffee? Take a 5-minute break before we get into like the crazy math-ridden, rolling for damage portion. Is that...
I wouldn't mind taking a quick break to run out and get more pop.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, cool.
Yeah, as we walk into the mall.
Adorable pop.
Yeah. I love it. Pausing now.
Hey, this is David Allen, the role-playing podcast.
Whoa!
Now I do feel like it's high school again.
Shut up, Eddie.
All right. Hey, guys, those tacos were kind of gross.
Yeah, now you get that.
That's good. We've had a bit of a report as of late. A mouse has come in from the small town of Wolf Point with a message, or at least part of a message. He, well, died. It was a harsh journey for him. But he did say something strange. What?
I was like, is this Horatio as in mouse form? Something sounded strange. It's really bad.
Give me a break, all right?
Okay, I'm
there's sorry. Ghost mice that read mail.
All right. The mouse man.
Yes. Now I'm thinking of the Great Mouse Detective. Steve Fucker. Okay. I'm sorry.
It started in such a wonderful place, and then just went downhill from there.
Are you relating everything back to Disney movies today, Billy?
Okay.
Doctor did that.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. Reverse everything I just said.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So the mouse actually originated here, and he's not dead.
Okay, everyone dies.
Springtime.
Nope.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's like that's how he killed the snake.
There you go. This is the top picture, though.
He's the top picture.
That's a badass mouse.
Yeah, the look on his face. That looks like an angry, it's not what you fight. What you fight is who you
it
fight
does.
For.
It looks a lot like angry cricket.
Yep. That's when our cat gets angry. He just glares at you, and it's like, yeah, I'm the fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aw, Coyote. You would be an enemy in this game.
Okay.
It'd be the enemy.
Yes. Okay, if they introduce cats in that universe, everyone would be fucked.
Yeah, everyone. Good evening. Yeah. Cats are just evil.
Yes.
Yeah, weasels are dicks, but cats are just like the ultimate evil.
Yeah. Yeah. Coyote's not evil.
Look at him. He's
give her some dice.
Coyote wants to roll. Right, this is going to be fascinating for the podcast listeners. Oh, they're playing with their cat.
Steven just got the bad luck. You just got, what is it, blitzed? How I Met Your Mother?
It's
the Blitzgiving.
Curly? Slapsgiving,
yeah.
You mean?
No. It wasn't Thanksgiving episode. Mm-hmm. Was it a Thanksgiving? It wasn't Slapsgiving.
It wasn't Slapsgiving. It was the Blitz or something like that.
I don't know. Anyway.
That 10 seconds wasn't up to my loft standard.
God.
Yeah. See, that's staying in.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
So,
bam!
That's what I wish I'd said. But no. So this is all getting edited out.
And so, you don't know about offensive caricatures.
No, I don't. I don't know. Thankfully, none of my characters are racist.
Wait, no, you
old-timey thoughts.
Yeah.
Old-timey.
Unless they're elderly, and then they get.
And like elderly and from the south is the event horizon of racism for Jesus. Like, that is,
I have nothing against
from the south. Anything that's not New York, he assumes it's like a Mad Max of racism. After you hit Jersey Shore, it's like no. KKK marches happen
everything,
on the hour.
Everything in between New York City and California just racist.
That's what happens in the Jesusiverse.
Yes. You find the God of the Jews. Initiative.
I'm probably going to cut that part out.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Oddly enough, he's already been murdered.
Go, motherfucker! Since this sounds like it's going to be fun, let's pause for a second so I can go to the men's room.
Okay.
And then think. Wait. This is going to be edited out now. I'm okay with this game because it's two-parter. Thus, we have 2 days right there. Go from infinity. Wait, sorry.
Billy, I know this is your wedding photo, but you kind of look like a bespectacled devil in this.
Yeah, it's not our wedding photo, it's our honeymoon photo.
Oh, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we went to a cruise.
Yes. The way that you For some reason, the tone and the way that you phrased that made it sound like you weren't part of the cruise. You went to one. Walking into the cruise with like AK-47s. Everybody down!
Mm-hmm. Now, let's test.
Lady time.
Lady time.
Lady time.
Lady time.
Can we keep... Is that even time, like, accurate? I don't know. We have to look up that song.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry. Yeah, right. No, it's perfect.
I turn off the body.
Yeah, keep when I, remember my 80s special for Time After Time? Yeah. We made all our references were like, they were in the 80s, but you were 1984, and some of our references were like 1989 and stuff.
Yep, that's true.
Wait, doesn't care. Doesn't
like
matter.
Mr. Belvedere, apparently.
Mandible does close enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mandible does close enough.
That's our new slogan.
There we go. Okay.
Captain, there's a copy of the Vagina Monologue down here. You want to see it?
I think it's time for us to go. Let's get out of here.
I'm done.
Just joking around. You bet your ass you're done.
So, why don't you give me your character sheet and you start making a new character that's useful.
And... going with the trend, most likely female.
Oh, all right, let's. So, what's going on?
Okay. We're editing all of this dead air out, so I guess we could say whatever.
Dead air. Oh, so if, like, any AIDS joke you want to do now would be the appropriate time.
AIDS joke.
All right, seriously, if you don't edit this, like, we're so tempting this dude. He's not gonna edit that shit out at all. No, that's
this is way too funny to edit out.
Now, can we just keep that as like a Fandible, like to play it for the other Fandible people when we reach like 6,000 listeners or something?
Something like that. How many listeners do you have?
We got, was it?
Well, I think the highest we had was 7,000 downloads in a month.
7,000?
Yes. Yeah.
But remember, because all the episodes combined, we have like a total of like 90-something episodes.
It's still, I mean, when I first started on with Fandible, it was... I mean...
People just go on a Fandible and download each other's games and just listen to them?
Yeah. This sort of thing. And we're getting some like really positive feedback now. Like, a lot of people are saying that they listen to it. One, because we actively... try to talk about the rules as we struggle with them or go through them.
Right.
We do quick synopsis reviews afterwards, talk about the game, how we felt about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that they use Jesus's and other storytellers in the group's ideas for their own game. Mm-hmm. And one guy who's actually really charming is like, I'm so psyched that I actually get to... I found a podcast that's actually live play with a bunch of friends who know each other... who are interested in having fun. It's what I listen to when I paint my miniatures for like Warhammer 40K and relax. It's it just helps to listen to like other geeks like sitting around having fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a ton of our rules from our iTunes actually. On iTunes, like half of the reviews are like just, you guys are awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's kind
of nice. I feel like, I mean, I don't know, I don't do this very often, so I feel a little challenged by it.
You know? I don't even remember those things here.
Well, the role playing is fine. Mm-hmm. It's like the combat rules.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Oh, no. None of us have done this. So, anyway.
Anyway, let's
do it.
Dead air over, and we're back on in 5, 4,
hold on.
3.
Dead air.
Dead air.
It's time.
No one's gonna get that.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to wait.
Sorry.
I'm such a juvenile for laughing at that.
I know, pulled out. And
Not dead. No, that's just like, so. If I'm pulled out and she's not dead, then I don't know. Can we edit this, please?
Necrophilia.
Okay.
I don't remember what the fucking spells.
Okay, the two recordings. You need to take the things that you edit out of us singing random songs and make that entire intro.
I'm thinking of an entire blooper reel at some point.
I can't find where my spell list is.
Okay. Perfect. 224.
I'm just saying because I never picked one, which I know it's a little cheapy to be like, oh, I'm losing my slowly my constitution is dropping, but I might have to run away. That's not really my style. Jim would have forgotten whatever he was doing, regardless of what he was doing at any time. Should someone start singing the Cantina song?
True. Oh fuck.
Great, now I've got fucking Star Wars Battlefront stuck in my head.
Nice. Well, you see that video post online where the Cantina's done with LMFAO party.
No! What?
Yep. I had it on my face.
Are you
sorry? Did I just like. Did I break the drama? Did I break the drama?
There was no drama to break.
There was a lot of drama. We're fighting this thing and it's killing me.
Well, the drama was that you were getting hurt and that's why you stopped the drama. Because you wanted to find a spell that would stop the drama.
Well, I want to stop the trauma, which is different from the drama. Just for the record.
Oh, this thing's hurting me? Hold on, I have a spell.
I don't want to die.
Okay, I've gone too far.
Shoot him in the face with a magic fucking missile.
I don't have that option. I think my spells are going to be pretty weak-ass. So maybe I should just give up on this and just try to kill it.
Yeah, no one. No one's in the closet. Why are you looking at me? I was on a date.
Why did you look right at me when you said that?
I was on a date. I mean, we dated twice. I was at the third base. I'm not a dude. What are you talking about?
Not that there's anything wrong.
Nothing wrong with that. It's not like, you know.
I went through a week of sensitivity training with the NYPD. Yeah. It was required.
Twice.
Yeah. It's not like I like that. It's not like I spend all my time thinking about dudes, you know. And it's not like I'm at home all the time just thinking about them.
I
was homeless once, all right? I was traveling across country and I did some things for a ride.
Okay, anyway.
Cut all this out. Okay.
Next to me. Due to close proximity.
Oh, no, you weren't here. You missed the part where he waxed poetic about his man crush on you. So
nice.
Never happened. I find you just good.
Wax poetic is a euphemism for masturbated. Exactly.
masturbating furiously.
Which explains why the mic wasn't working.
Exactly. By the way, it's recording now.
Sorry. We got a grip on that topic and let's stop.
God. Everyone, please give me 10 seconds of silence.
Okay.
This is what the feds come in for, apparently. I don't know.
Vagina?
Really? This is the wrong part. Wait,
are people getting laid at our due to our podcast? Really?
Yeah, it's the party they turned on. Hey, guys, check this out. Hello! You like that, don't you?
It's like when Colbert found out, it's like a lot, most people are having sex to his show. Oh, wait, no, it was just Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
The New York representative who accidentally tweeted a picture of his dick. You remember that?
Was in fact your local representative.
Yes, it was. Fact. It was ours.
Yeah.
Wiener showed his wiener.
Yeah, no. There was a text between him and some woman that he was commonly flirting with online that said we can have sex while watching the Colbert Report. Colbert did an entire bit on that. And he just stared at the screen like, is that what you sickos are doing right now? Is that what you do when I'm doing my show?
This went to a strange place.
No, so that's what I'm guessing right now. People are like, hey, baby, let me turn down the lights, turn up the fan to bowl, get down.
Yeah, can we edit that so there's a little bass?
And I was very disappointed in Lil Barsher. He let some kid rub his tummy a couple days ago. And I beat the shit out of both of them.
Killing the only child we have ever featured in this game.
Yeah, that's that.
Captain, nice. The orc just killed a child. The captain's like, a child?
Oh, thank God.
Where
okay.
did we get a child?
We got it from Captain. His parents apparently were tortured by an inquisitor, and we should
actually, I need to hop out.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
I'm just looking for the here we go.
Is it? I'm very low.
Go take his seat. Go take David's seat. Go take David's spot.
Oh!
Are you okay?
I was a displaced baby. I didn't impress myself.
Get David's spot.
No one loves you, Gopher. No one loves you.
No one died for your sins, Gopher. Okay, so you're going to kitty hell.
Is anyone else like kind of shocked that the word boner didn't fade out with the rest of the 90s? Like, boner and Pauly Shore, I thought we're just going to go away.
Haze!
Well, the word's so versatile. You can just use it anywhere, really.
I guess.
I mean, it's church and a boner.
You would, I mean, but at the same time, it's like the old term boner used to mean like a screw up. Yeah. There's actually a Batman comic from the 60s yeah. or something. Yeah, the
boner. I am the boner.
No. It's Batman and the Joker accusing each other of or like remembering each other's quote giant boners. Wording, not kidding. That is. And they're talking about screw-ups, so they're talking about, like, you know, it's basically like a gag reel. But they're saying boner over and over and over. Two grown men in tights wearing costumes.
And,
I'm just looking at
it. He wants cards.
Oh, I thought you were looking through our mail. It's like,
it's just his suffering list. He's just getting ready. Okay.
I'm going to really make this personal.
And your credit score is...
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a second.
That's a dexterity special.
Moveset check.
Not to be confused with the speed bonus. Moves like Jaguar.
Speed of Jaguar. Okay, I just want to say...
Did you say, like, except for the Nazis, implying that in kindergartens there are Nazis? I'm confused. Yes. Like, yeah. What school did you go to?
They're called nuns.
Ooh.
Ooh. I know what we're editing.
Because we just lost all of our nun listeners.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mother Teresa. Not Teresa. What was her name? Like, it was close to Teresa, like my Catholic school teacher. She was vicious. She was the most vicious woman I've ever met. Teresa or something like that? It was like really close.
Do you want to
like
talk about Teresa. It? I mean, mm-hmm. Just let it out. We're all listening, including this little orb here.
Mm-hmm. We're all friends here, Billy.
Speak into the orb. Tell it your feelings.
It all started off with an over-eagerness to masturbate. <the kids. laughs>
Okay, so she actually is appropriate. No, exactly. I was going to say.
Definitely not people from all of the states that Billy once called horrible names that one time.
Like that fucking Alabama. Pull out of your sister and stop listening. Wow!
I may edit that out.
Yeah! Why? Come on! Seriously. Clearly I don't have a thing against Alabama. They're not as bad as fucking Tennessee.
God damn it! Why did I bring this up? It's like a really specific form of Tourette's with you.
Yeah. Why'd you go like a little bit Irish?
Because I wanted to shame Tourette's. You, boy. Shame you!
Oh, my
hear shame. Talk about Maine.
What? Hey, oh, now. Hey, I'm right now. Here. I am right here.
You're right.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Right here, not back there. Right. There's a reason.
God damn it. That's true.
Good.
That's science?
That's a cig of weed. Right. I've been watching.
Do you just want me to cut off, like, 100% of everything?
What? A cig of weed? That is from Rush Hour.
No, that's fine. It's the way you say it.
It's bro. Just the fact that you're quoting Rush Hour.
Well, I can't quote Rush Hour. That's the most bullshit thing I've ever heard.
I'm fucking
that's
with you, man. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, it's our comedy. Fuck y'all.
I am fucking with you.
You guys are stingy as fucking down. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, I'm keeping all that in because it's hilarious.
It is, because fuck Wisconsin.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck Wisconsin.
But their cheese is good.
They are deliciously cheesy.
Okay, and we're gonna wait for Billy to show up. Assassins everywhere.
No, just the one.
Oh, yeah, just the one.
Right, yeah, right. Just her. Yep. Just everybody else is just kind of doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm apparently in Whitechapel 90210, and the doctor just graduated to...
The college years.
The college years. No, Whitechapel General.
And you guys still don't want to play Planescape. I don't get it.
I wonder.
No, you see, Daniel, I do and I don't. Well, my desire is infinite, right, but very limited.
I literally could do that forever.
I know.
Which is
but
one
also,
day.
Yeah.
Forever, which was over in an instant.
We had a bit of a talk about Planescape.
We had a couple.
I've never heard someone sell something for, like, try to sell something and, like, crash and burn. Let me tell you guys, what if you could think of all that bullshit that happens in philosophy class and do it? But don't do it, because you can't do anything, but you can do everything.
It wasn't a talk so much as, because it, a talk implies that it was rational adults using inside voices and not a bunch of goddamn primates screaming at each other.
I've never looked at it. Yeah. And then there was just me, like, right next to the microphone pouring another drink for myself. And I've never
seen you drink so much.
I've never heard, like, you guys talk like such, like, hipsters. Like, you know, like every time we brought something up, like, that doesn't make sense. You're like, or does it make perfect sense? Like, oh, I hate that fucking answer. That's not an answer. You just said,
as long as you believe it doesn't make sense, maybe it does make sense.
Oh God, I think I almost wanted to hit you when you're like, but I'm like, okay, let's get to the crest of the is there borders? There are infinite borders that never meet.
It's like, oh, I fucking hate you.
It was so good because it would start to. Oh, we're gonna edit all this shit out.
No. I'm hoping to keep this up because I have no plot. So let's go for about 4 hours.
Just stay again because this is us.
Okay, so this is like
Rogue Trader starting.
It was great though because we would start to actually come to a consensus as it would calm down and there would be discussion and free flow of ideas.
So I just need to know. How about this? Oh well, it is.
It's me, Daniels, and Dave, so because we kept pushing it.
After a while, it was just too much fun to just watch everybody explode.
I love how Angela's like, I'm not really into magic. You're like, okay, we're going to play a minor fantasy game. And then, like, the next hour, you're like, you know what would be really fun? If we actually use, like, a pre-owned, like, setting, so we have, you know, if you could read more about it. Oh, that sounds okay. You know what would be really interesting? If we go into the human psyche, drill a piece of land, and be there while not being there in ourselves while we're outside. It's like, what? And then we just said, so we're not doing fantasy, right? And then we just played Dungeon World.
Have you guys ever considered that maybe our row with Dungeon World has more to do with the fact that whatever made us so angry, the three of us at least, so angry, there was so much negative, how can I put this? To put it in the context of Salem, my character for this game, there was so much negative psychic resonance that no game, no fantasy game, regardless of how expert it may have been crafted, could have survived our wrath. It literally, like, if we could have, we would have all been like Jekyll and Hyde, like transforming into evil role players, and we would have devoured a fantasy game, regardless of what it was. Unfortunately, Dungeon World was the sacrificial lamb. So, real quick, can we agree with infrared, snake hams, Kevlar armor, one sidearm, a rifle?
Mm-hmm. I only have a sidearm.
You only have a sidearm because now he only has a rifle.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, douchebag.
Hey, dude. How's this supposed to land this thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got infrared goggles. Probably have shortwave radios.
And just FYI, for everyone with a rifle, it actually gives you a -2 your initiative if you're ever in combat with it.
Yeah, if you're using, if that's the weapon you've got equipped. Okay.
If I'm shooting a rifle, things have gone so out of it.
I'm the worst soldier.
I am awful at this.
God Machine tries so hard, but he can't fix you.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's because my character social skills were really useful in the last game. Yes. Oh, wow.
Well, now you can talk to a giant monster.
In Spanish and Mandarin.
Interesting.
Okay, so infrared goggles, snake cam.
Hola,
Any explosives?
I would imagine on an oil rig, no, but smoke, possibly?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you smoke grenades. No fragmentation grenades, but smoke grenades, yes.
Zip ties.
Zip ties for taking any prisoners, if necessary. Uh-huh.
Kevlar vest. Sorry, listeners.
Hopefully.
The wonders and joys of running a military game with David. I apologize. I want to apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
I also have at least 2 weeks of rations, a 10-foot pole, and
rope.
And rope, always rope.
Nice.
Actually, you would have rope.
Yeah.
It's like, that makes sense.
Yeah, 10-foot pole, maybe not so much, but the rope, yeah.
But you can carry that.
It's standard adventure.
Rope, rifle,
flashlight. Mm-hmm. It's all shit that's gonna go. All gonna go.
What the heck is a snake cam? You mentioned that earlier.
You slip it under a door, then it kind of, you can use it to...
Yeah, it's basically, it's a little cam, and it's on a flexible sort of like
neck.
Okay. So you can kind of look around the corner or look underneath the door.
David is making up for my complete lack of knowledge of any of this shit.
No problem. Floodlights. What are they called? Glow sticks.
Yeah, glow sticks.
Joy sticks.
Just in case you want to rave.
Yeah. Those things are useful. I don't care.
Glow sticks.
Every year I buy like 100 of them, keep them in the apartment just in case. Because ever since the blackout, man. Like,
nice. Small bag of...
That's actually a good plan.
Yeah, no, in the future, when our society crumbles and monsters rule the day, all the ravers will be, they will be the rulers of the world.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say my nightmare this summer has been a return of the blackout? Because it's been like, don't take away my AC!
Tell me about it.
Oh, man.
I think so many people would actually die if that happened.
Yes.
Okay. And so much medical kit.
Alright.
I really can't think of... phosphorus rounds.
Does anybody have any
wooden stakes?
Silver bullets.
Silver
bullets.
Garlic.
Oh, yeah.
No garlic. No silver bullets.
Okay, and short range.
Walkie talkies, basically.
Okay.
Earpieces.
Okay, so is that everything?
I can't. I before E except Dr. C.
it's completely bullshit, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Cam,
Sergeant. And we're millionaires.
Yay!
I just wonder the techno babble they use to explain that.
I think that the audience knows full well when you sign up to watch something called Sharknado, you probably don't have to go too far with the explanation.
Hey, I'm sorry. I can understand at one point in time, a 1 in a billion shot, the tornado will form over the water, pick up a bunch of sharks, and then you have a Sharknado. But now that they have a sequel, what's the chances of that happening twice in a lifetime? I'm sorry, they lost
it. Well, obviously, like, the DNA of the tornado mixed with the DNA of the sharks. And...
maybe it's like the Tasmanian devil, like, relatives or predecessors of Dr. Dada.
Alright.
Damn it. What could be good or bad?
This could be good. Exactly. G is, as far as modern medical science has gotten, the theory set that there are hepatitis all the way up to Z,
which was actually a close second to our fire team name. Fire team hepatitis.
All right.
Which is also the name of a strip club in the game. Hepatitis? please. I'm totally going to ask Benny to draw us a fucking neon sign for hepatitis.
That's a lesbian bar. There's two gay bars on that block.
Exactly.
We need the dyke
hepatitis.
Bar.
Hepatitis. This is some nice
hepatitis. Funny part is there's plenty of gay bars. There's now a lesbian club. No straight sex clubs at all. No, it's all just...
We're all too ashamed.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a very homosexual culture we are.
We're in the village.
that'll do it.
We are in the Navy.
In the Navy. Okay.
If you were, like, nailed the cat, they're like... Oh God!
He's done that before.
Yeah. No, you did that last time we were here. You
one time
a,
I was trying to
a bottle and just fucking nailed the cat. hey buddy, you okay? Hey sleepyhead.
I didn't mean to. I like toss the bottle up so it like clangs really close to him. But one time it was just perfect game, and I was like, oh no! You're off his head, and he just shout out. I'm like, hi buddy, come on, snuggle. He just runs.
Ever since then, if he's doing like instead of a spray bottle, you just hold up a just an empty plastic bottle, and Gover just runs. He's like, fuck this shit. He's gonna throw it.
You're giving your cat PTSD.
I know.
I'm really glad.
I know.
Yeah. So that happened. So your political career, Billy, how's that doing? How's that going?
Yeah. I haven't tweeted anyone his dick yet, so...
Yeah.
So he can still be mayor.
Yeah, he's going to be mayor if I dream.
We all have our dreams. Mm-hmm. So few of them involve Billy's dick normally, though, but now...
Yes.
No, we're talking about my dick, let's go down the stairs.
Yep. Yes. So you were saying something about going down. There's a room for that.
So it's kind of like a duck penis where it's a sort of...
it is kind of like a spiral down, a corkscrew down. Yeah. So stairs kind of fleshy.
It's getting slippery.
Is that how they're getting the oil? All right.
Yeah, so you make it down.
We are fucking straight sober. That is the...
It's like, actually, is anyone been watching what he's been putting in this cup?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That's a good point.
It's about halfway through this game, I realized I was going to get through without a little bit of Phil picking me up.
I think I got you beat about waking up. In my dream, that's all I remember. It was like, it was an epic story going on. I don't remember what it was about, but I do remember at the end, some guy had a gun to, like, I think Angela's head, and I had a gun at him, and I'm like, okay, I'm not bluffing anymore. In 5 seconds, I shoot you before you put down your gun. 5, 4, 3, 2, beep, 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 beep. I woke up like, no, no, what happened? What happened? And I have a fucking cliffhanger.
So you want to be, all right. I had this dream like once or twice. Basically, I thought I was in like a zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. This is where the baby would be killed, by the way.
Yeah.
Of this would be baby.
Yeah, killed. Basically, I had a dream. I had a zombie apocalypse, and then I woke up, and this was a really bad one. So basically, I woke up, and literally for 2 minutes, I was in my bed wondering, was that real? I don't, I don't want to get out. There's going to be people outside, zombies. And at the time, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I gotta go to work. Zombies are no. I gotta be there at 9.
Anyway.
Oh, fuck.
I turn around towards the cock. Oh, God, not the fanfiction. I heard that girl is gone. I face the cock down, a glimmer in my eye.
It's time, Byron.
Yeah. Just gopher. For simplicity. Gopher.
Get down, cat. He's gonna do stuff. Cat! Okay, this is all getting... that cat could not give less of a
shit. Gopher! Gopher!
You are going to knock over the TV before you knock over that
gopher. Gopher, look at this.
Nope. There we go.
God, you're so fat.
Yeah, he didn't jump down as much as just let gravity take its natural course. Yeah.
Got him.
All
right.
Perfect.
Okay, so that was... all recorded.
This is what they tune in for.
Alright.
They say they come in for a role playing, but they come in for this.
Yeah.
for torturing Billy's cat.
I didn't torture him, I just pegged him with a bottle.
Okay.
Wow, that does sound bad.
This was plastic and not filled in glass like
this. We're gonna cut this.
Okay. We're gonna get letters from people.
Never do.
So after I'm done fucking my cat.
Spray and play.
Spray and play.
Do you want me to cut that as well?
Oh, the spray and play we are cutting. Because Angela will fucking kill you all. Especially you, motherfucker.
Why? I just used my eyes to look.
Won't be fucking...
I mean, it's not like I'm telling you about her furry costume in the closet or anything.
She doesn't have a furry costume because that shit would have been used.
Yeah. Oh, with the spray and play.
That's just what's so bad.
Well, he is an otter, so he has to make sure it's nice and slippery.
Are we done?
No, not even close.
Nope. Skunk joke. Done. Yeah, there.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. All
right. That was 12 minutes of my life wasted.
Moving on. 12 minutes. How about we just make another mark on the floor and just make this perfect for me?
Oh. Oh, wait, hold on. My foot just fell asleep. Fuck me.
Oh. I was afraid that Angela was straight up not listening to that old thing. No. If there was a cat in your
heart. I was listening.
All right. I bring the little notebook now for every game because we just need stuff. And the fact that he's like surrounded by candy wrappers shouldn't confuse you.
I'm used to the fact that he, like, of all the things he chooses to rest his head on, it's the sharp, hard keys. Like, I've got beds, I've got pillows, I've got blankets. Oh, look, this looks sharp and hard and possibly painful.
Talking
about to rest my head on
that. The cat survives on pain. You don't know this by now? Yeah.
Normally, just, it's other people's pain.
Yeah,
it's actually a cenobite. You never know that. It's like they call it spiky. Over spike.
Oh my god! Now I'm just picturing my cat in like hard leather. It's gotten really like weird for me now.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Gopher's a leather daddy.
Gopher is a leather daddy.
He totally is, isn't he? I can see it so clearly.
I don't know you so many meows.
I don't know how he'll. I don't know
show
how he'll
so much meows.
That's good. Amazing.
Well, that is going to be edited out of the
fucking... Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, audience.
Whoa. I'm kidding.
No! No!
That's going to be in the cuts at the beginning of the episode.
Fuck you.
Wow, we got a huge drop in the subscribers and then a huge rise in ones that hate themselves.
Yeah. Masochists.
Oh, God. They only listen to our podcast because they want to punish themselves? This is all I deserve.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. No, we love you, audience. We think the world of you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Heck, cargo cultists.
Heck. I get rid of my cargo clothes?
If they were in a video game, that would be like where the best item stores were, you know? That's where all the unique stuff that you have to save up all the money for. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why did you have to drag me along when you were in
it? I think it's the ones under that character sheet. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I refuse! For many reasons, I will not.
Is that, you looking up,
I'm looking up a thing, Billy.
Mm-hmm. Are you co-storyteller? No, then.
You were not the EGM in the story.
You were not the EGM. EGM still sounds like a disease.
EGM.
TGM.
EGM. EGM, yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
It's like, I have been suffering from EGM for a long time.
Yeah, Mr. Rodriguez, I'm sorry, but the diagnosis is very clear. It's EGM.
No!
You, symptoms are going to include an overwhelming desire to tell people what to do, and to write laborious amounts of things that will only go for naught, become naught.
So I'm part of the Republican Party.
Wow.
No.
Oh, what?
Cut that. Cut that.
I don't even know what that means.
I was reaching. There was a joke there, but I just took that one.
That's okay.
Yeah, that all said, I suppose, you know, it is what I get for showing off my sex move.
The Republican.
That's the name of
this. The Republican.
That's awkward.
We just stand there and really don't do anything about it.
Wow.
You know
what you're doing. We're cutting this. Yeah. Oh, I get to say it this time. We're cutting that.
Yeah. All right.
Now we're cutting it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just start over.
No, because then I have to...
Why don't you go Irish? Let's just start over.
Let's just start over.
Irish or Orish?
Orish.
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 All right, now has everyone been offended, plus all of our commenters?
Yes.
Wait. Of course.
It's just going to be a wide swath. And then,
I can see you cutting around everything about me. Because it just randomly, it sounds like I have Tourette's. Like,
well, every group is a racist. I mean,
all right, guys. All right, we've offended everybody. Can you please stop being such a bunch of chatty women and get on with this?
And Jack dies horribly.
Now everybody's been offended. Wow. All right. Oh, it's like the tech. It's like. It's like a techno version of I Believe I Could Fly.
Oh my gosh.
I believe I could fly.
I'm just going to pause now.
No, fuck you.
Okay.
No, you can pause.
This is going to be the start of the second half of the podcast, just so you know.
That's fine.
Right. Well, how long are we in?
One hour and... So basically, this was 3 or so hours. That was a great breaking off point, right?
That was.
Yeah.
Half an adventure. Get you some.
Yeah.
All right.
Get you some Billy Ho.
Wow. Adam Billy Ho?
Sorry.
Is that what you're referring to?
My friend used to say that all the time to people. Like, get you some Jesus Ho. Get you some. Usually you would have one syllable names. Or two syllables.
So Danny Ho?
Danny Ho.
Danny Ho's an actor.
Davy Ho.
Davy Ho? You know Davy Ho, I guess.
No, Jesus is not sliding off the tongue.
No, not really.
Jesus.
He's a Ho.
That's a real name.
Yeah.
It's
Jesus.
A real name.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's actual names.
Jesus. Jesus
loves.
Jesus,
ho.
Now,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn it. So, guys, while she's gone,
how do we fuck up more of this game?
That's what we do.
Okay, look at her notes.
Let's make our own tribe and make it really patriotical. Like, just like women. Are
they're just not.
They're not there.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Perfect.
There.
Perfect. The He-Man woman hater.
We'll start a second Hollow Earth.
Hey, Sears, bam! We're taking this out! We're taking
this
out!
This is where we make our stand against the dual society.
Let's show them what America's all about. Give us your land! Hey, honey.
Hi.
Okay, we have a couple of notes that we wanted to throw your way.
Uh-huh.
So we reviewed your game.
And let us say this. Meow.
Meow.
Hey, buddy. You see, you gonna be okay?
Huh?
You gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. No, I've been around your cats for long enough now.
Now look at his ass.
Nope.
It's like a
gaze upon it.
His anus.
It is my most valued possession, human.
I present it to you.
Behold it.
I share this with you.
Oh, goodness. That's the point in the evening that we're at.
Can we have what's a theremin? What's that electronic?
Well, theremin.
Theremin.
Play with your.
Let's get a theremin opening. Can we do that?
I can
do so. I'm making more work for you.
I can do something.
Yeah. All right,
sweet.
All right. Chop, chop.
All right, no problem. Give me 5 seconds. Hey, look, is it fuck you, David, right in the corner? No, I can do something quick.
It's right. Like magic. Right.
Why
get
is
a
fuck you, David, always at the top of your Google search history?
Because it's just coming up. So many people search it.
It's yeah. Like magic.
Sorry, Richard Pryor said it way better. Yeah. Wow, that is like the first story I've ever heard about you too. I can't believe
it. I don't talk about.
All right.
We had some hiccups when Phantom first started. I think we've grown.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we've all grown. From the fact that Jesus edits this shit.
I'm enjoying my pretzels.
You are enjoying your pretzels. I was worried you were going to choke on them.
No, then he was just going to try to... He was going to try to swallow it like a bird. Yeah.
That's racist.
Because Billy's method.
Method as fuck.
It sounded like you said Methodist fuck. I was like, well, I don't need to
her
go
parents,
into your... Like,
our wedding was not a very happy union.
They just make this Protestant whore to be the laughing stock of the entire world. A stain on your family legacy. And your ticket to hell, son.
I do.
Oh, wow.
That is a quality Irish joke there.
Yeah, y'all thought that Marcus was bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Sinners. Sinners, all of you.
When did I become a marionette? What happened with your arms just now? They, like, lost all their bones. Yeah.
Wasn't that how Irish people are?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when I think of Marcus, I think about the
well,
wacky
I know the Irish, I lost the, they lost their spine, so I
just... Oh!
Damn, Jake!
Wow.
I'm going to get my ass kicked. I'm going to go, like, St. Patty's...
Irish wife.
Yeah, like St. Patty's Day. I'd be like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, you Billy from Fannibal? Yeah, I'm getting recognized. And then he's like, fam. No spine, huh? Well, let's see if you got one.
Pretty good.
Mind if we borrow it? So you don't have one.
Oh, just like the Irish, you gotta get 15 of you to fight me. Fucking role player. And fetal position.
I've moved from insulting states to insulting entire.
It said
entire
nations. This is so long, I may have to cut it out, but it will be in the funny cuts.
Oh, okay.
All right. We've got a couple of those already in this game.
All right. You got some hot sauce on your crotch, buddy. Yeah. Anyways, you get that out later. Yeah.
Staying out of the
and
light,
as
but...
you say darkness, you hear a screech.
What
yeah,
kind
that.
Of, what kind of ambient light is there? Throwing that stars, I'm guessing.
Because there's no...
That... Was it Cthulhu on the roof?
Oh, yeah.
Cthulhu on the roof? No, the Charlotte on the roof.
Charlotte,
is that an actual theater?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah, it's actually really, like, the song is actually a great song for Dr. Israel.
There are some amazing Cthulhu-themed songs out there.
Is that on video, or?
It has to be. It has to be, like, a YouTube video somewhere. And, I mean, I know it's an actual play that people have and do put on, but...
Yeah. Sweet, yeah, I want to see that. All right, guys, here she comes. Let's hijack this game.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Different voice. I don't know why. Give me a cut! What? I have problems. I need to see a psychiatrist.
Man up. This is like my dad. My dad is an orc. Man up, pussy.
That's why they call it the news.
What?
North, east, west, south. It's the news.
I've never heard the directions referred to as news.
Oh, I thought you were saying because I'm drawing on newsprint right now.
No. I'm just saying it's the news. That's my... I'm thinking they call it the news because north, east, west, south. That's all the news around the world.
I only learned it as never eat shredded wheat. Because I'm a 6-year-old. Okay, so...
Also, it just... Blech.
Shredded... Never eat wheat or wheat byproducts. That's what I learned.
You guys butt molested. Poor cat.
Really?
She did. We took her to the vet and he went in dry.
Okay,
flame. That's
getting
better.
No,
it's green, though, isn't it?
Should give you like a
Does it, DV is drain value, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that damage too or no?
I absolutely love how proud David is of his maps in our audio-only podcast.
I know. I'm trying to fix that.
We'll post all these.
Oh, yeah. Just make sure to sound.
No, of course not. You play Byron.
Byron.
You have meticulous notes about how many ounces of opium he has on him. Under weapons, you just write more opium.
Under weapons, he has Moira. Moira and Marcus.
The sad thing is, I've tried to use opium as a weapon and it didn't work out well with the throw.
Oh, just the one.
I'm like, bam, take it. And he's like, it's a throw. I'm like, get high. He's
like, no. Are you trying to make friends with the throw?
Maybe. Has anyone tried it before? Yes. Maybe that's all they're looking for.
Yes, there's actually been extensive research in trying to control them, befriend them.
Stop showing up, they just eat you.
Well, not all of them. The best thing you do, throw, because apparently if you do run into them, they just stare at you, then you just back away slowly.
Like a bear?
Yeah, some of them don't attack. I mean, they will attack if you get close.
Not in Jesus' world.
Some of them are like, I'm just going to chillax. Well, most of them will try to kill you, but some of them are like, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's like ghouls. And look how I run ghouls in this game.
You know, it is a surprise. Angela does scream. She's not that powerful. Everybody screams. Everybody screams. Everybody screams for Halloween.
2-point merit. I don't scream. Or 3-point merit. Don't look at explosions as I walk away.
See, that reminds me. It was one time. Hijack. Random story. This was years ago.
It should be fairly.
Yeah, we're not.
Years ago, I went out camping with some friends of mine, and a couple of us were like, it was late at night, and there were a couple that were like couples, so they were in their own little tents, and those of us in the single camp decided, we're gonna play a joke, we're gonna sneak around the camp, we're gonna come up behind their tents and just like go, wah! And it'll be great, it'll be great, yeah, no problem.
That's gonna be awesome.
You could tell we were all city slickers, because we're like, we're gonna sneak, all right. Ow! What did they stop? Shut up! No, I didn't hear anything. Ow! What the fuck? Meanwhile, we had the one guy who actually was more of a country guy. Guy was a fucking ninja. I swear he was leaping from leaf to leaf with utter silence. And meanwhile, the rest of us city slickers like, ow! Ow! Something bite me! Get off! Ow! But needless to say, we surprised no
one. You went through there and something like a shotgun, like, went out of the flaps. Okay. I reckon you leave.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much you guys.
No problem.
You guys just subscribe. Say nothing.
Hey Zeus, edit this part out. We're looking at our cards.
Choose wisely.
No whammies. Good. Well, that's fine.
Not in this century, they don't.
Exactly. Well, we're still in this
exactly.
Century,
so.
The sexist house epidemic was occurring.
Better than the racist house.
Oh, jeez.
Very well.
Out, Whitey.
Alright, so...
This house is cracker-proof.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cracker Barrel was literally the racist, most racist of them all.
I might have to cut that one out.
Yeah.
Probably for the best. Alright.
Cool. But
technically, I told you about my secret like 2 months ago.
It was 2 months ago. I was high.
So you hear it, kids. If you like getting high, support Time Watch.
Edit that out.
This is the music players. For Jesus to edit out. Edit out the music for Jesus. I look up the actual.
Really should have small noted. Aircraft has been removed, everybody.
Yay!
But a large aircraft has appeared!
Turns out it was merely a precursor to the invasion!
Oh my God, it was just a decoy!
The flight attendant revolution was a terrible time.
It's time for them all to double die.
Wow.
Double die dare you.
That's
the sequel.
Double die dare you.
I love it.
Mark Summers. We didn't really think this through. Really, it's not really Mark Summers. It's a guy that looks awfully a lot like him. Unless you want to sue us, then we have no idea what you're seeing here.
But then again, it's a sci-fi show. You shouldn't really expect this a long time ago.
Right. Sci-fi. Original stories, double die dare you.
Hey guys, do you want to watch Birdemic after this? I hear that's a really quality film.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you heard about Birdemic?
Yeah, the most horrible CG ever.
Yep.
Is it like the birds?
Like, is it the story? Like, birds go
kind
crazy?
Of, kind of, except it just looks horrible in every yeah. way possible.
Well, it's a college thing, isn't it?
Does it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really? Because I saw some of it.
It was made by a real production company.
Oh, God. I can't because I saw some of it.
I don't know. Over the holidays, I watched, what is it, Zombie Robin Hood?
I'm sorry.
Zombie Robin Hood?
Yeah, it was in the foreign film section or some shit like that. It was so laughably bad. I want to show it to you guys because it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. That is also a college production. That has to be. That just for me to remain hopeful for our species, I have to believe.
Full Hollywood. $28 million.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Give it.
It reminds me, I heard about the Nick Cage movie, 88 Minutes. And apparently it cost 30... It had the shortest time between theatrical release and straight to DVD was 1 month.
Nice.
It was in theaters for less than a month. It was made for roughly $35 million and apparently made like
$25,000. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's like one of the largest.
Just wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
You know, when you hear something like that, though, it really makes you think that we could really make Double Die. Fans, we're going to be doing a Kickstarter for you to make Double Die happen for us.
Yes, absolutely. Double Die. And then we'll release Double Die, the role-playing game.
Yes.
Based on the award-winning movie series.
Saga.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Saga. Yeah, because the third one will be Double Die Dawn.
Oh.
It's about two vampires.
But remember, we do need to make enough in order to get Mark Summers interested in this project.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's at least here? Five or six. Yes.
Yeah. He does not like white people very much. I'm sorry.
That's making the cut.
See, our racism becomes much more pronounced with these new microphones.
Yeah, it's like, it comes through clearer than ever.
High def racism.
We're coming at you live!
And racist from Alabama.
Live old-timey thoughts. Okay.
Probably not.
No, I'm just kidding with you. I'm messing with you.
People of the South, we love you.
It's not even the South, it's Idaho.
Okay. Oh, right, it's Idaho, right. It's not the South. Oh,
because
wow.
We're from New York. Any place that's not New York or LA is the South.
Yeah.
Somewhere some dude in Chicago is going like, seriously?
Really?
Right, sorry, I'm just trying to input this.
As we wait, I'm just going to sing Wrecking Ball again.
We're going to the Wrecking Ball. I'm a Barbie girl in this Barbie world. Wrapping plastic is fantastic.
We got this new equipment for this.
I'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah. Right, I'm Barbie.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have to cut it because it's long. That's how Fandible
rolls. He means penis.
Guys, this is inappropriate, okay?
Penis.
Inappropriate. All right. One train goes by and you cannot get your mind off of it.
Yes.
So,
I'm going to cut all this shit out and make you all sound like idiots.
So,
don't think
you
need to cut anything.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Fuck y'all, I'm using real words. This is Sim World, we don't have real words.
Simlish.
If it's like Donker, then he can sense, he can automatically sense undead.
Kind of, yeah, I mean, but this is very specific. Let me see if there's a role for it or not. Come on. Here we go for the medium. Does he put the powers after explaining how to make a ghost for 20 pages?
Really?
Yeah.
How hard is it? You kill a guy.
Nope. 20 pages worth of the ghost making.
And it's not hard to kill somebody in this game.
No, it's really not.
All right, here we go.
I got
can we edit this shit out? Can we do that?
Yeah.
We can put it in the funny cuts later.
Can we put this on the cutting room floor and then burn the cutting room?
Nope. Nope.
No. Incinerate the cutting room.
What was it again?
Is it?
I got chills.
They're multiplying and I'm losing. Better shape up. Oh, you're the one that I want.
Yeah, all right.
I had to go through the entire
time. I know, I would...
Welcome to the editing song.
Okay.
I would offer most.
All right.